The head of Bio Safety of the Food and Drugs Board, Dr. Moshe Mohammed Alfa, says the board will continue to pursue sachet water producers who fail to register their products. He said his organization, in collaboration with Ghana Standards Board, has so far closed down 20 sachet water companies in Accra for non-compliance. We have head of Bio Safety, Dr. Moshe Mohammed Alfa, on the line. Sir, what efforts are you putting in place to track down these sachet water producers who have refused to comply with your directive?
Well, we have seriously intensified our monitoring activities, both on the market, and then we have also improved upon our visitation to the facility.
There's a possibility even of producers who are registered not maintaining standards.
That is why I said we have increased our visitations to those facilities that we have already registered. And we are doing that just because we want to make sure that the reasons based on which we had earlier registered them, they are still maintaining those same values or even improving upon them. And we are doing all this just to protect public health and safety.
So for the general public, what advice would you give, considering the fact that...
Two things. One is that in our various communities, we all know those who are producing sachet water. Please, if you have any suspicion, get to the Food and Drug Board immediately to inquire to know by phone whether that such a company is registered with us or not. We'll be able to give you an answer immediately. And if it is not registered, we'll move in swiftly, close them, and hand them over to the police station. Secondly, I want to appeal to consumers to be careful where they buy the sachet water from, under what environment and from whom. The reason being is it is just not tenable the way we handle sachet water on our streets, where you have little boys and girls with sachet water under the scorching sun, the sachet water exposed to the vagaries of the weather. We have dust settling and then fumes settling on them, and they themselves, their hygiene profile is nothing to write home about. They have contaminated hands, and then they handle these products and they give to you and frustrate in your mouth. We think there's something wrong with that. So we think consumers should always ask themselves a few questions. Whom am I buying these products from? Under what environment is it being sold to me? It is very important.
Thank you, Dr. Moshe Mohammed Alfa. You heard the head of biosafety of the Food and Drugs Board. Meanwhile, Radio Ghana sought the views of the public on whether or not to ban unwholesome sachet water.
Sachet water. Well, I think it shouldn't be banned. The Food and Drugs Board should look into this matter very well, because I heard the PIO saying that out of the number of sachet water producers in Ghana, it's only 10 who have registered. Now they are selling it on the street and people are buying. How would you stop it?
To be frank, some of them are not good. They are not good for human consumption.
Why?
Because although you'll be seeing this standard board label on it, but when you study or when you look into the sachet water, so you'll be seeing some particles and it's not being recognized. They should stop them. I know a certain man at Nungwa, where I live. He manufactured those things in his room. At the end of the day, he brings it out for people to drink it, which is not good.
Have this will be a penny to penny. We're not having even coil. But now, sachet water, hygienic, we are having coil. I think we should ban them. Some company at Adenta, where I live, this raw water from pipe-borne water, you see there's chemical in it. They don't do anything. They just package it and they sell it to the market.
No, I don't think it should be banned. The only problem that I have is that I want the Ghana Standard Board to check on every company that manufactures this sachet water.
85% has just beaten our imagination. Don't suggest that it should be banned. The solution should be found to the realities on the ground.
Most of the sachet waters, the way they produce it to it is not clean. Some should be banned because they've not registered for it.
Views of the public on whether or not operators of unwholesome sachet water should be banned.